Reading today, which is taken from Mark chapter 4, verses 35 to 41. Mark chapter 4, verses 35. On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was, and other boats were with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a cushion, and they woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said to them, "Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great fear and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" So today we are having Pastor Jia Feng to share with us God's word, sermon title, "Don't You Care?" Pastor Jia Feng.
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. Good afternoon. Ayo, not very keen, huh? Yeah, I'm back. Okay, good afternoon. Yeah, okay, for a start, children. Hello. Okay, for a start, huh? Okay, for a start, we're going to do a survey, a quick one, okay? So I'm going to show you a few questions. So if you have ever said these phrases before to anyone around you, like to your parents or parents to your children, to your spouse, grandparents, grandchildren, people around you, okay, you have ever said something like that, okay, later on, okay, after we have gone through all the questions, I'm going to count like three, then you're going to put up your hands, okay, so something like that, okay, so have you ever said all these words before, like, "Do you even care? Does this even matter to you? How can you not care? Can't you see what's happening? Aren't you going to do something? How can you just sit or stand there and do nothing? Why aren't you doing anything? So you're not going to do something?" Something like that. Ah, okay. So when you say that, right, I don't know what kind of tone and expressions, like, okay, but it could be, let's see first, have a show of hands first, okay, at the count of three, okay. 3, 2, 1. Maybe this morning just happened. Yeah, maybe, yeah, I don't know. Okay, yeah. Okay, so when you said it, maybe you're very sad, like parents to children, or you're very angry with your husband or wife not helping, okay, or with your children, or you're like, "Disbelief, how can you not help?" Okay, I don't know. Okay, anyways, the next question, right? You don't have to raise your hand, you answer in your heart, okay? So I think it's positive, lah. Okay, have you ever asked God, "Why, God? Okay, why, you know, don't you care? Lord, don't you care?" I believe it all happens. It has happened to all of us Christians. I believe so. Okay. So, and I believe we all know the answers already, right? We have the answer. Does God care? We know He does. Okay. So, I'm going to give you two main points. Okay. I've used it before in youth service because I think it's really very easy to remember and it really helps. Okay. So, don't you care? Two C's for you. Okay, number one, I think Shanice knows the answer. Where are you, Shanice? Are you here? He what? Yeah, two C's. Jesus what? Come on, two C's. Okay, all the youths, help. Okay, He, very good, He cares, and He, very good. All right, thank you so much. Okay, so He cares and He can. Okay, two C's for you, okay, Ken? Remember that, okay? So Jesus cares and He can. He is powerful. So we all know the answer already, okay? But let's go through the scripture, the passage, and let us be very open and humble to come to know our Lord better, you know, when we are in all these storms and struggles, okay? Now, and just now, Reverend Luke mentioned about Kasia, okay, and thanks for the sharing also, Geraldine. Okay, now, Kasia shared during the baptism service, and I have a permission to share again another part of it, okay, it links to the passage today. So, Kasia shared, right? So, There was a period of time when she was questioning God, okay, why would God allow so many terrible things to happen in the world, okay, and in people's life? And then she said, especially during COVID-19 period, right, okay, she wondered whether God was really there and why he did not seem to be doing anything to stop the suffering around us when he had the power to change everything instantly. Yes, I believe we all have the we all have this kind of struggles before and questions before. God is powerful and we know he cares. He cares and he can. But why? You know, we still have questions like this. Especially, we know about what happens in Nepal, right? Okay, so things like that, we don't understand. Like, we will ask God, why? You know, God, you have all the power to do, to stop all this, right? The wars and yes, but why aren't you doing anything now? So, I think we have to be very honest. We have questions. We have questions, okay? Just like the disciples back then, they asked God, they asked Jesus, teacher, don't you care that we are perishing? We're dying, okay? We're dying. So we too have questions today. And as we go along and dig into this passage, right, let's think of one storm in your life, okay, that you're going through. One storm that you are having question, you know, like you keep asking God why, you know. And children, I think you have storm in your life also. Do you have? Do you have tuition today? Yeah, some people not already. Do you have homework not done yet? Have. Supposed to hand in tomorrow? GG. Okay, how come you didn't do? Okay. Yeah. Okay. So we do have storm, okay, in life. So think of one storm in your life or something that you don't understand. You know, why God? Why can't you just remove it? You know, so have that storm in mind. Then we go along. As we go along, just dig into God's word. Now, this account is recorded in three Gospels. Okay, so the first three books and the three Gospels. So, Mark tells us, on that day when evening had come, he said to them, Jesus said to them, said to the disciples, let us go across to the other side. And leaving the crowd, the disciples took him with them in the boat just as he was, and other boats were with him. So, Matthew, Luke also said quite similar things. Okay, Jesus, Mark says Jesus is already in the boat, okay? And Jesus says, let's cross to the other side of the lake. Now, Bible scholars tell us, okay, this lake, right, like what John mentioned also in 6:1, this lake is actually referring to the Lake of Gennesaret or Sea of Galilee or Sea of Tiberias. It's the same lake, same place, okay? So, Jesus said, let's cross over. So, Bible scholars tell us, Jesus was likely at Capernaum, and then he said, let's go to this place, which is a non-Jew area, okay, garrisons, let's go to that area. So, let's travel. Now, and we are told in Mark 5:1, okay, finally they cross over, right? Okay, so question, why did Jesus say, let's cross from this side of the lake to the other side? What actually happened before that? Okay, so we need to see the context. Mark 4:35-36 told us, right, just now we mentioned, Jesus was already in the boat, okay? And when evening came, he said, let's travel. So what was he doing in the day? Okay, the Bible tells us, Mark 4, chapter 4, verses 1-2, Jesus, he began to teach beside the sea. Okay, and a very large crowd gathered about him so that he got into the boat and sat in on the sea. And the whole crowd was beside the sea on the land. And he was teaching them many things in parables. And in his teaching, he said to them. So Jesus taught a lot of parables to a big crowd that day. So just imagine, it was so crowded. There was no space, no room. So Jesus sat in a boat, okay? And people were like around him, okay? And I really love this, okay? So I mentioned just now in CC that I love to listen to this Hong Kong preacher, okay? So he likes to say this, okay, his Reverend Stephen Lee, he likes to say this. He said in Jesus' time, right, teachers, when they teach, they sit. And the students stand. And then he likes to say, let's try this out one day. Shall we? Reverend John, shall we try that out one day? Okay, so the whoever preaches will sit, and then y'all stand up and listen lah. For half an hour, can? Let's try next time. I think that's interesting, right? Okay, so just imagine Jesus was teaching whole day. Yes, no doubt he was sitting, but whole day. Can you imagine? I always wonder how can Jesus do that? Like with no mic, no sound system, nothing. And he can speak to a big crowd of people, nonstop, you know, and maybe under the hot sun, you know. Wow, and Jesus has been teaching the whole day until evening came. Remember, Jesus came as a human, okay? He's Son of God, he came as a human, so he's 100% God, he's 100% man, okay? So Jesus got tired, okay? So he said, let's have a break, okay? So this is roughly the picture, okay? So he was teaching to a big group of people, and then now he says to his disciples, come, let's go and have a break. Let's go to the other side of the lake. So just imagine Jesus was so tired, and the Gospels tell us he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. He fell asleep. He was so, so tired. Okay, now, this could be roughly how the boat looks like in those days. Okay, so it could hold 50 men and is 2.3 times 1.4 meter. Okay, just use your imagination. So it can hold about 15 men. Okay, so this is roughly the picture of a boat. Okay, and the Bible tells us the journey didn't go very well. Why? Because a storm hit. Okay, the Gospels tell us a great windstorm arose. There arose a great storm. Okay, windstorm came down, and Luke said they were in danger. Okay, it's so dangerous. They are almost dying. Okay, so I'm going to show you a diagram, and I use AI. Okay, and I told AI, you know why? Because my geography is very, very bad. I failed in my secondary school. So I told AI, can you please give me a diagram that kids can understand? I don't refer to you kids, I refer to me, okay? Because I want a very simple diagram, and this is how AI shows me, okay? So, yeah, so cool, right? It's for a kid like me. I mean, my geography is really bad. Okay, so basically, the Sea of Galilee is 212 meters below sea level. So it's like a bowl, you know, shaped like a bowl. So there's cold air, right, around the hill area. So the air here is warm. So when this dense air came down and then this goes up, so that's like a fight, okay? So that's how storm happens. Something like that. Can pass, right? Oh, man. Something like that. Okay, so storms usually happen like at the Sea of Galilee, and it's common. Okay, so I went online and I tried to search like how it really looks like when there is like storm at the Sea of Galilee. I found this video. I don't know how accurate. Okay, so this guy, a tourist, he said he was there a few years ago and he saw this and he took a video. So I'm going to show you, okay? Have a feel of it. Okay, and now I want to ask, how many of you are good swimmers? Don't be humble. Just now at CC, there's, yeah, also kid, also children raise hand. I don't know why. Okay, children also raise hand. I'm a good swimmer. What about you? Any good swimmers? Okay, I'm very lousy. I'm very bad in swimming. Okay, how many of you are certified like lifeguards? Have or not? Have ah? Whoa, that's so cool. Okay, so have you watched this recent news and video? Yeah, you can put down your hand already. I know you're a good swimmer. Thank you. Okay, have you watched this news recently about this 16-year-old lifeguard? He saved a 10-year-old boy in US. Y'all know, right? Okay, so I'm gonna show you a short clips, okay? So the reason is for you to have a feel of how terrible, like, strong waves can be, okay? And bear in mind, they are actually at the shore already, you know, but the waves are so terrifying, okay? Just have a look. Isn't that scary? It is so scary. Okay, don't forget, the disciples of Jesus, at least four of them, they were experienced fishermen before they followed Jesus. You know of that, right? Okay, so surely they know how to swim. Okay, so Peter, Andrew, James, John, they're experienced fishermen. They've been through all these storms. But note, okay, that day, when the storm hit, right, they said, they are perishing, okay? All the gospel said, Jesus, teacher, we're perishing, we're dying. Okay, and Mark, he specifically says that they mentioned to him, teacher, do you not care that we are dying? You know, so can you just imagine the storm that day? It was really terrifying. It's life-threatening. Okay, now, why did Mark say that the disciples actually asked Jesus, don't you care? Because Jesus was sleeping. Okay, besides being tired, that also shows that Jesus has no fear, right? He's sleeping so well, deep sleep in the storm, okay? So, to the disciples, if Jesus is sleeping, if he is silent, that means he doesn't care. It's just like us, right? When God is silent, we just think that he doesn't care. Okay, when God doesn't answer our prayers according to what we want, like the disciples here, they want Jesus to do something to save them from the storm, maybe, I don't know, okay, just do something, don't sleep, okay? Many times we're like that, right? If God, you don't answer my prayer according to what I want, if you don't make me pass this exam, you're bad, you don't like me, okay, you don't care for me. Okay, if you don't remove this bad person from my life, maybe it's my boss, maybe it's my teacher, my principal, my officer, okay? You don't care about me, okay? If you don't take away this sickness from me, this illness, that shows that you don't love me, okay? We are like that. Many times we're like that. That means, God, you don't care because you're silent. You don't answer according to what we desire. We are like that, okay? So the disciples were like, how can you be sleeping? We're dying, okay? So they're crying out, don't you care, okay? We are all perishing. And remember, friends, remember, why were the disciples caught in the storm in the first place? Because they followed the instruction of Jesus, right? They listened to Jesus. Jesus said, let's cross. Then they said, okay, let's cross. Then they followed and they were caught in the storm. Okay, so this is life, friends. Many times we are also like that. We are also questioning God. Hey, God, I obey you, right? Okay, I do my part, right? I don't use AI to do my homework, right? You look at all my friends, all score so well, then I got this kind of marks. What is this, okay? And God, you know, I'm honest, right? I do my part, okay? I don't do all the dishonest stuff, you know. And you look at how my sergeant or how my officer treats me, okay, maybe, I don't know, okay. When we follow God's words, sometimes it doesn't mean good things happen to us. It doesn't mean people treat you well. No, okay, you treat people in kindness, they bully you, okay. So we are like, huh, what happens? Okay, so we follow your instructions and see what happened. We're caught in the storm. Now, friends, let's think about this. How do you feel when storms come into your life, even when you're trying your best to follow God's word, follow His instructions? And when nothing seems to be happening and God has remained silent until now, seems like nothing is happening, do you also feel that perhaps He doesn't care? Okay? Last Sunday, during our youth fellowship, okay, we shared, okay? So I asked my youths to share the storms in their life, okay? They were just like 16 years old, okay, to be honest, okay? But still, just like what I mentioned, we do have storms in life, right? Okay, so they shared, okay? So some of them shared about being so-called bullied in schools, like socially excluded by friends, you know, they treat people well, but people just like, you know, don't befriend them, and some can be very mean to them, okay? And I'm very comforted and encouraged when one of the youth shared this, okay? And I just asked her, she said, I can mention her name, okay? I tell you what happened first, I think she forgot what she shared. Okay, so she shared somewhere along the line, okay? I cannot remember all the exact words, okay? So somewhere along the line, she said, since young, right, okay, when people say bad things about her, you know, she always remember, doesn't matter, You know, because my identity, my values are determined by God. It's in Christ. Because my mom has been teaching them since young. Okay, and the mom is here. Do you know who you are? Ching, 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 ching. It's Donna, huh? Okay, so our youth is Faith, okay? How cool, right? Okay, so Faith shared that, and I'm really very encouraged. I think this is really spiritual succession that we have been saying all this while, right? Parents, pass on your faith to your children. You see, faith remembers that since young, you know? Like, my mom told me that, okay? My mom has been telling me that my identity is in Christ. Okay? It doesn't matter how people say about me. It's okay, you know? I think that's so cool. And even if we're young, okay, we can pass on our faith to younger Christians. Share with them God's words, God's promises. That's the most important thing. And friends, we are familiar with this, I hope, okay? John 16, 33, okay? Let's read this together, shall we? Okay, one, two, go. Jesus said this, okay? Jesus, he didn't say, I'm going to remove all your tribulation. I'm not going to remove all your suffering. No, he doesn't say that, okay? He says, you have sufferings, okay? But I have overcome the world and I am with you. I really love that, okay? I am with you. The most important thing that matters is Jesus journeys with us. And that reminds me of a song, okay? With Christ in the vessel. I just asked in CC, they don't know the song leh. How can the children not know this song? What about our children here? Do y'all know this song? Oh, let's test it, okay? We sang a small part just now in CC. Shall we do it here? Just a small part, okay? With actions, you have to follow me because I'm here. Okay, ready? One, two, go. With Christ in the vessel, we can smile at the storm. Smile at the? Smile at the? With Christ in the vessel, we can smile at the storm as we go sailing home. Stop, no time already. Okay, very good. Okay, I really love this song. Okay, it's not just a Sunday school children's song. It's biblical, friends. Okay, of course, I don't think I can smile at the storm lah. I'm very scared of storm, okay? But I have the peace in me because I know even if I'm going to die, right, I know where I'm heading to, right? I'm heading to heaven, okay? And that's a great comfort. Jesus says, I am with you in the boat. So don't be scared. I journey with you. I think that's a great comfort. Now, but Jesus is so, so loving, okay? When his disciples disturbed his sleep, okay, Jesus didn't just say, hey, just keep quiet lah, I need to sleep lah. He didn't, okay? He knows their needs and he answers to their needs, okay? And it says that all the three Gospels tell us Jesus, he woke, okay, and he rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm, okay? So all the Gospels say there was a great calm. What does this show? It demonstrates Jesus cares and he can. Okay, so of course not every time God will do that, okay, but in this case, Jesus does that, okay? He cares for them. Now, I want you to note something, okay? How did Jesus calm the storm that day? I want you to take note of these words, okay? So in the Gospels, three Gospels, right? It says that Jesus rebuked the winds and the raging waves or the sea. He rebuked the waves. Friends, rebuke. Over here, rebuke literally is ordered. It's an order, okay? So this is the same verb that Mark uses when Jesus silences demonic powers in his gospel. So it's like, just shut up, that kind, you know, shut up. And immediately the demons were like, quiet. Okay, it's the kind of power and authority. You see that? Okay, and friends, in the Old Testament, okay, I'm going to quote you just a few verses, okay, especially in Psalms, there are a lot, okay, I'm going to give you just two verses. Psalm 89:9, you, God, you rule the raging of the sea. When its waves rise, you still them. Okay, God, you still them. And Psalm 74:13, You divided the sea by your might. You broke the heads of the sea monsters on the waters. And this shows us that, friends, okay, God is powerful. He's the creator of all, okay? He controls, he governs the seas, the waters. And God's dividing the sea, the Red Sea, okay, symbolizes his power over chaos and his power to deliver his people from death. You see that? You see that? It demonstrates his powers. So over here, when Jesus rebukes the sea, it actually symbolizes the power of Jesus and his victory over death and Satan. Friends, this is so amazing. This is so awesome. You know, Jesus, he calms the sea and he spoke and chaos just obeyed. This is so wonderful. And friends, you know what? The greatest miracle, okay, actually has already happened in our life. This is the greatest miracle, okay, that Jesus actually has calmed the storm in our life. What is that? It's death, right? We will not perish because of Jesus. We will not perish because Jesus has already saved us. And we will not be enslaved by sins because of what Jesus has done for us 2,000 years ago. He has died on the cross for us and he has risen from the death. And today, if we accept him as our Lord and Savior, we can enjoy that kind of peace in our life because Jesus has given us eternal life in him. And this is a great promise, okay? We can find peace in Jesus. This is really, really a great promise. And Jesus, after he rebuked the sea, he rebuked the disciples, okay? He said, why are you afraid, okay? Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith, okay? And the two Gospels, okay? You of little faith. Where is your faith? Now, friends, note. The word for afraid here is not just like ordinary Greek word that means fear, okay? It carries a sense of cowardice, shameful failure of nerve, in a crisis. When you're in a crisis, you get so fearful that you forgot all about God. You forget that you're a Christian. You forget that you're a child of God. You forgot all about that, okay? And when Jesus rebuked them and says, where is your faith? It doesn't mean that these disciples, they don't believe in Jesus, okay? It means their faith is little. It's ineffective, defective, deficient. It's like not enough. Are you with me? Okay, we are like that. We are like that, friends. Just think about it. Sometimes we have strong faith, right? In Jesus. But sometimes when a huge storm hits, then we will like, I think this one is a bit hard. Let me go and find like second opinion. Okay, find some other ways. And you know, I'm very sad that I have this friend in Bible college, okay? We are friends. We graduated. And we are pastors, and over the past few years, I've been following her Facebook, and I'm very sad to see that she has been seeking for other ways to solve her problems. I'm so sad. So, seems like she's not solely following Jesus now, you know. I'm so sad. I think we are very weak, you know, we can be very weak, and sometimes we just wonder, can God help me? And we start to look for other ways. Friends, let's remember this, okay? Jesus is God, okay? Jesus is our Savior. Let's not forget that He cares and He can. He's the only way. And Jesus said this to His disciples because His disciples have been following Him all this while, you know? Probably by that time when this storm hits, they probably have been following Jesus for like one or 1.5 years. They've seen, witnessed so many miracles that Jesus has performed. They heard about His preaching, but still, their faith is still shaky, you know. So Jesus said, why are you afraid? And over here, in verse 41, after Jesus calmed the sea and the storm, they were filled with great fear, okay? The disciples were filled with great fear, and they were afraid, and they marveled. Okay, so now, note, over here, the fear is different. Okay, the fear from the fear that they had when the storm hit and Jesus was sleeping, that was when they encountered a crisis and they were like so fearful. Over here is different, okay? This word here is awe, okay? And it's the overwhelming quality of a genuine encounter with the divine, refers to a reverence that overtakes people in the presence of supernatural power. So when they see that, we have ever seen heavy rain, right? Okay, the rain won't just, in a split second, just stop. Everything just stop. It won't, right? Can you imagine that storm that day? When Jesus rebuked, everything just stop and come instantly. Then the disciples were like, what is this? Okay, in awe, wow, in fear, reverence, okay? So, but look at this. Even when they marveled, right, they were like asking each other, who then is this that he commands that even winds and water, they obey him? To them, it was like, huh, how can this happen? Who can do this? Only God can, right? Exactly, this is God. Okay, but they were like, wow, what is this? So, the faith is still not there completely yet, but they marvel. Okay, they were like in awe, like, wow, how can this actually happen? Friends, so yeah, they wonder, they were amazed. So friends, question over here, why? Okay, why did they ask each other, who is this man? Because their faith is not there yet, okay? They have, but still a bit shaky. Today, let's reflect on this. Do you know Jesus personally, friends? Do you have little faith in him when storm hits? When storm is so great, then we probably would become like the disciples back then. We have faith, we believe, but the faith is like a bit not enough, not there yet, I'm going to share this one with you, okay? Remember just now we also mentioned about the upcoming Mission Connect, okay? So the mission team is going to share about what we experienced in Bangkok also. So this is a picture of the team there, okay, the ministry team, okay? So one of the days we had staff devotion together with our youths, okay? I just want to show you a little part of this. We were like worshipping God in the morning, okay, singing songs. Okay, I'm not showing you the video, it's just at the corner because I can't cover the face. We were all like moving around, okay. So we were singing, we were worshipping. Remember, can tell what song is this, right? You feel like singing already, right? How great is our God, right? In Thai, okay. Then this is goodness of God, okay. So we were like worshipping, praising God. And then after that, we had sharing. And you know what? That day we shared about our disappointment. Yeah, our youths are here. Oh, man. The room was filled with tears. Almost flooded, lah. Filled with tears, okay. So we were sharing about our disappointments in life, How disappointed we were when God... seems like God didn't answer according to what we want, okay? So we share very honestly about our questions, why God? But you know what? We all came to the same conclusion, that we know God cares. Even though we don't have all the answers, but we know God cares. And I want to end off with Casey's sharing, okay? Not just the front part where she struggled, also the conclusion, okay? So she shared that God has shown me that even during the moments when I doubted him the most, I was never truly alone. Through every loss, through struggle, every season of uncertainty, he has continued to work in my life. And I may not always understand why certain things happen. We don't need to have every answer before trusting God. Instead, we can learn to have faith in him even when we cannot see the bigger picture. And so she says, no matter how uncertain the journey may become, I am never walking it alone. I'm never walking through this difficult path alone. And I think that's the most important thing. It's a great reminder for us. Okay, today, you probably are having some huge storms in your life. Okay, it could be your work, your studies, your relationship issues, your health issues. I don't know. Okay, but remember, God is with us. Remember, he cares and he can. Just one reflection question for us. What is one storm you are facing right now? Commit it to the Lord, for he cares and he can. Let's spend half a minute to come before the Lord, to respond to Him, to respond to Him. It could be your, this can be your thanksgiving, your confession, your requests, okay, your prayer to God, okay. So let's spend half a minute and I shall close in prayer. Dear Lord, we come before you, we give you thanks, Lord, for your promises, for your word. Thank you, Lord, for loving us so, so much. Lord, you have heard our prayers. You know, many of us, we are still struggling. We are still facing some great storms in our life. But Lord, help us to be strong in you. Help us to not forget that you are with us in this storm. And Jesus, you said you have overcome the world. Help us to remember that, Lord. We are never alone, Lord, in this difficult journey. You are with us. Help us, Lord, to press on in you. Help us, Lord, to forever remember that Jesus, you care and you can. So help us, Lord, to continue to trust in you. And may you also speak to any of our friends here who have not come to know you personally. May you help them to have this faith to come and receive your love for them, that they too can truly encounter you and enjoy the real peace in you. We give you thanks, Lord, and we pray all this in the name of Jesus. Amen.